You deserve the glory and the honor. God will lift our hands in worship as we lift your holy name. You deserve the glory and the honor. As we lift your holy name, for you are great, you do miracles so great, there is no one else like you, there is no one else like you, for you. There is no one else like you, O King of Kings, O Lord of Glory. Who is like unto thee among the gods? Hallelujah. You will who were, who is, and who is to come. Besides you, there is no other. Blessed be your name, O God. Your glory will you give to no other.
Nobody.
But thank God today. Because that glory has been handed over to your people.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For through Christ Jesus,
hallelujah,
we have all access to everything that is God's.
Amen.
Thank you, God, for this great privilege.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 You may be seated. Thank God. Okay, that's enough for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed be your name, O King of Glory.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. I want us to understand, anytime I come here, the first thing I always say is that the motive of it all is about uniting together in love, growing in love, in oneness. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Because love is the only thing that will remain after everything. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The nations will dissolve, the mountains will be made low, the valleys will be lifted up,
amen,
and things will change continuously. But there's one thing that will remain, and that is love. And God is that love. So let us strive for the higher thing. Paul says, if I know all the mysteries, see, if I have all the faith, if I have all the trickery, the eloquence, if I have all the riches of this world, and I do not have love, I am what? Nothing. Nothing. When Paul writes that thing, he's also writing to himself. He's teaching himself. See, he has also meditated on that thing that I'm nothing. If I cannot attain to that love. Because love is God. God is love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, the impression or the vision, that image we've had of God in our minds, that was implanted in our minds about God, you know that's not God? John, the apostle, wrote and declared that God is love. It came to him by revelation. Because that God they had served from the times of old, the Hebrew God that will kill some people, will save some people, will punish some people, will bless some people, he realized that that was not God. So it hit him like thunder. It hit him. And he said, God is love.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. And God does, love does not harm anybody.
Mm.
Love does not search to revenge.
No.
See, God does not, love does not punish. Love is not partial. Praise God. And Jesus demonstrated it with the sun, with the rain, the clouds, that they rain and shine on the just
and the unjust.
Hallelujah. That is God's nature. He says, love your enemy
as yourself.
Praise God. Because in reality, That thing they call enemy is only a concept in your mind. When the light shines, you begin to realize that what you call your neighbor was yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because there is only one. That's why it says, hear, O
Israel.
Hear, O
Israel.
Hear, O Israel. The Lord your God is one. Hallelujah. And that one, you know what that one is? Look at him among us.
Amen.
It's through us.
In us
all. Above us. That's the Father. The Father is in you.
Hallelujah.
You have to rediscover yourself to know the secret. When Jesus Christ says, I go to the Father, people think that he was going to watch God sitting there in one big chair somewhere in the sky. There's one, God is somewhere in one, in an angle in the sky, sitting there on a big chair and looking at the world like that. It's a higher revelation. When Jesus Christ says, I go to the Father, Jesus Christ himself descended and tasted of the lowly life of mankind. He tasted of life in the flesh. He tasted of what it means to be weak, separate from God. He tasted of all that. Praise God. You know, Jesus Christ was tempted. He had temptations. And he had to pray and he had to fast and he had to do things to remain on course. Because why? He had the weaknesses of a man. But he says, Father, glorify me with the glory
I have with you from the beginning.
In you, as you. In the beginning,
hallelujah.
I go to the Father. It's an ascension back into that original state that we all descended from. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's an ascension. Hallelujah. When the prodigal son came back to himself from the pit pen of religion, from the pit pen of humanity, I want us to understand that the prodigal son is a parable of every man out here today.
Amen.
Even Jesus experienced that prodigal thing. Because Jesus descended and became a lowly mortal. When you see, in the spiritual sense, the natural carnal man is like a pig.
Of course.
Have you seen a pig? You see the pig rolling on the mud? It speaks of a carnal nature. That's why the Bible was, they put it in the law that you should not eat pigs. And people could not understand what the Spirit was saying. Praise God. People started to abstain from eating pigs and all that. But the Spirit was saying, don't have communion with the carnality. Don't have communion with darkness, with carnality. Something that is earthly, terrestrial, of the earth. So the prodigal son descended. He left the spiritual heights of God and descended into the lower parts of the earth. And when you are there, what you can only do is what? Suffer. Lack, want, fear. A sensation that I'm a sinner, a sensation that God has left me, a sensation that I'm poor. Let me tell you the truth. If you know yourself, no matter what your bank account reflects, you will know that you are not poor.
Hallelujah.
See, your riches and your glory does not depend on your account. See, it depends on how you know yourself in God. Praise God. Because in him you have all things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So once you shift away from that consciousness, now when I say consciousness, I'm talking of the mind. That's why it says be renewed your mind. When you shift away from that mindset, which is in Christ, that I am the Father and I want, you will suffer lack and want. See, the pastors will push you up and down. And instill fear into you and tell you that you are a sinner, you are worthy, that you have to do this or do that to reach God. Brethren, you don't have to do anything to attain to God. You only have to know the truth. Are you listening to me? Praise God. There is no procedure in attaining to God. It's only about knowing. You shall know the truth and the truth will set you free. The prodigal son came back to his senses. You know why he came? He was asleep. It's written that he was dead. He was lost. Lost in the pool, in the sea of humanity. He was asleep. Dead. But he came back to his senses. And said, why am I suffering here?
Exactly.
Working as a human being. when I know in my Father's kingdom, we have everything. Everything. And the Bible says he began and ascend back into God.
Hallelujah.
The prodigal son said, I go to the Father. It's an ascension. Don't think that if you take a rocket and go somewhere in the sky, you see God. That is carnality. Cancel all those things. God is all in all. God feels all in all. Somebody said, but the Bible says that God was sitting on the throne. Those are allegories. Allegories. Hallelujah. God uses these elements to teach you spiritual things. To teach you the invisible spiritual things of God. That is why the Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost will teach you things to come. You open your eyes to the mystery of God's invisible kingdom. Now we have the Spirit of God today. And I tell you, the other people of old never had the Spirit of God. Yes. Moses never had it. And all of them, if Moses had the Spirit of God, do you think he would have telling them to be killing animals daily and doing all those things? It's out of ignorance. When they're in heaven and they'll all be sorry and they'll be laughing and look at the things that they were doing. They were killing animals and, you know, worshipping God somewhere and, you know, burning incense and all those things were all shadows. They were walking in darkness. They were all shadows. Those things were only shadows of the mystery of Christ that was to come. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, in the old tabernacle, they would kill a lamb before they enter the tabernacle. A lamb, and the blood of the lamb would be sprinkled on the altar, and that blood was to kind of purify them. God was using that as a shadow to talk of the greater sacrifice that was to come, which was Jesus himself. Hallelujah. So you can see all those old things along with the laws and the offenders and the tithes and all those things, they are just shadows. Hallelujah. If you want to pay your tithes, you put yourself on the offering. You put yourself on the offering, and that means everything you have is God's.
Amen.
Men, no more than 10th, we want everything.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. 1/10, too small for my God. Hallelujah. Amen. Remember in the days of the Acts of Apostles, it was everything they had. It was not 1/10. It was everything they had. Don't let people deceive you. Don't be manipulated by people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Be strong. Hallelujah. Be strong in the Lord. Don't let the devil deceive you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't let anything come and give you doubt in your heart. Know that I am him.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. Praise God. I tell you the truth, you know, the prodigal son gets back to the father. And when he gets back to the father says, all that I have is
yours.
My glory is your
glory.
My name is your
name.
He gave him a ring. You know, that ring was a symbol in those days. You know, in those days, they used that ring to sign. It was, if you have that ring, that is the man himself.
Amen.
Remember Joseph?
Yes.
When Joseph ascended to the throne, Joseph was given the ring of Pharaoh.
Yes.
So if Joseph appeared in the land, you are seeing Pharaoh himself. Pharaoh was like a type, a shadow of God. See, and Joseph is the kind of the company of the Christ, we that have been gathered unto him. Praise God. You can see that when Joseph goes to that ring and they see him, the whole world will have to bow down at Joseph, because Joseph carried that ring. So that ring, the prodigal gets, son gets, and the robe is the robe of righteousness. Now that righteousness is not religion.
At all.
It's not our religious ways of order, or you know, organized religion. You know, dress this way, or how we do it this way, or do it that way. No. It's God. Paul speaks about the righteousness that comes by what?
Grace.
Faith. See it. Paul sought that righteousness that is from God. Not just, you know, Paul had tried to be righteous before.
Of course.
You know, they cover themselves and they abstain from everything. But he said, no, that one is not, it didn't work. But he had a revelation of another type of righteousness, which is by faith. Imputed righteousness, receiving the righteousness from above by faith, recognizing yourself already as being perfect. Hallelujah. Someone said, but what of the blood of Jesus? The blood of Jesus, let me tell you what, the blood of Jesus was there to purge your conscience.
Amen.
Not to purge you. Your conscience. Now your guilty conscience, now they worry you. The blood is to purge your conscience so that when the devil comes, you will say, by the blood of Jesus. It's free because you say, I am covered by the blood of Jesus. And of course, we need it. How many of us know without the blood, maybe I won't be here today. Praise God, I won't be here this pulpit. Hallelujah. Amen. But God gave us the provision. So when we know we have the blood, we can come before His presence with boldness. Because, we, you know, it's tough out there. We meet challenges. Amen. Let's not try to be holier than that. This is challenging out there that you meet situations that will try you. Amen. I tell you, if you see some pastors outside, you need to take a camera and photo video it, and you will say, no, you know, you can't believe somebody with a big church. I know a pastor in America, very massive, with big churches, a team evangelist. When the problem came in his family, you know, how he, you know, beat up the daughter, and all those things came out on the television, and you begin to wonder that holy man like this, they works. Hallelujah. Because you meet situations, and let me tell you something, the truth. Amen. Paul spoke about, I says, I have no confidence in the flesh. Amen. Let us try to act holy. See, let us walk by the revelation God has given us and be humble towards one another. See, when you try to act holy, you go fall. Praise God. Amen. We should do as we want, but I'm trying to say we should be understand, hallelujah, the principles, hallelujah, of the kingdom. Very important. So we are inheriting God's glory, God's kingdom. Recognize that everything that is the Father's house. Two days ago, I spoke with a friend, a childhood friend in London. And these are things that happen as you grow older in life. I was over with him in Nigeria about 2-3 years ago. Very gentle man, very tall, was very handsome men in those days in university. And was very, very outgoing. They had the best parties, the best everything, you know. And this one was particularly nice, you know, very tall. So I called him, and I'm supposed to be quiet. And when I spoke to him, he said, there's something you want to tell me. See, we'll tell me the next day. I called him back. He said, he's going for an operation. What operation? He said, well, the kidneys were failing. In fact, one of them is so bad that they have to remove it. I said, what about the other one? He said, they will manage it for now, you know? And the tone was very quiet. Now, you know, when this thing came to me, you know, I want to tell you something, that in this life we are living, we are going to see changes and changes again and again.
Amen.
I look at my face in the mirror, I see some new gray hair that I did not see some years ago.
Yes, true,
man. Amen. At times I wake up in the morning, I get a bit tired.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to work.
Exactly.
And I didn't have this kind of thing before.
Yes.
And things begin to change in your outer world. People begin to leave, people go to die, people get sick.
Yes.
And things are constantly changing.
Of course,
in this outer world.
It's constant.
See, there's a change as we're seeing every in this outer world. And I meditated deeply on these things. Because if we have our hearts set on the things of this earth, we're in for a big trouble. We're not going to really find that stability that we seek as brethren. Amen. Oh, there's a big evangelist. Oh, you're going to make the big money, big cars. Yes, we do that. I like big cars. You see my own now. I like enjoyment. See it. But what I'm trying to say is that, you see, the mind is not, should not be focused on these things. Praise God. Because the more you focus on these earthly things, the more disappointed you'll get. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. The Spirit of God is speaking to us today and revealing to us an escape route.
Amen.
How can I escape the calamity that is befalling this world? Of course, by our right and left, thousands are falling. But God has promised a certain people that shall not come near
them.
Hallelujah. It doesn't mean they will not die.
Mm-hmm.
But it means that they can enter into a place where they are enveloped.
Hallelujah.
In the consciousness of God.
Amen.
You are so enveloped in God that it does not matter whether you are in the body or out of the body.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, Paul had got to that place. Paul said, look, Paul said he was just there just to preach. He wanted just to preach, to share the gospel with the brethren. If not for him, it's better for him to go. Why? Because he had tasted of that life beyond the veil. That's life beyond the veil. The same Paul was to write later that we have come to Mount Zion.
Amen.
We have come to the heavenly Jerusalem, the new Jerusalem. Paul was speaking about a present experience he was having.
Yes.
I know of a man who was caught up into the 10 heavens. Into the paradise of God. It was something that he was experiencing. Hallelujah. And Paul had come to a realm where there is nothing like death anymore. It's a realm where you just continue in God. And that is the secret place of God. That is where God is guiding his people into. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This was the message to Noah. When everybody was drinking and marrying corruption. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Drinking, marrying, and doing. Everybody was going about their normal activity. There was one crazy man called Noah. Somebody who was out of his head, out of his senses, who was there building an ark. I mean, doesn't it look very foolish?
Yes.
Very stupid. People are going about doing business and working and gaining and doing, making it and marrying. And but this man was there building an ark. And the time comes when God tells him to enter the ark.
Amen.
While he was building the ark, he was indirectly preaching to the people around that beware, the world is coming to an end. Now, the end of the world is not what the way people say it. Eh?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not that one day something will just come to a halt. No, no, no. These things are continuous. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So Noah had access into the secret place of God. He entered into a place where no man of his time had entered into. He entered under the shadow of the Almighty.
Amen.
I told you that in the tabernacle of God, the Bible spoke about an ark that was underneath the wings of cherubims in the secret place of God, which no man could access. Noah entered into that place. That was the message God was giving us. Noah was under the shadow of the Almighty. That what we saw in Psalm 91 was fulfilled in the life of Noah.
Hallelujah.
Because he made the Lord his dwelling place.
Amen.
No evil was to be seen. Hallelujah. And as Noah entered into that, he was building his salvation with fear and trembling. And he entered into the secret. That secret today is Christ consciousness. Hallelujah. We enter into the Lord. Hallelujah. We live by faith the life of the Son of God. Who gave his life for us?
Amen.
It's only by this Son of God can we enter into the door into God's secret place.
Yes.
This is the secret place of the Most High. This is where God has kept his hidden ones. The Bible refers to people who are called the hidden ones of God. They are hidden in God. Hallelujah. A people that corruption cannot eat their flesh.
At all.
A people that death has no power over.
Lie.
A people who have their being in God. Who walk in God. Who breathe God. Who see God. Who hear God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are people who are able to hear what the Spirit is saying in this day. Hallelujah. Let us tune our ears. The frequency. Have you seen the butterfly? When the antennas go up, let our antennas be up to hear and to discern what the Spirit is saying in this day. Hallelujah. Because the time comes when we don't see each other like this anymore, in different forms and in different colors and in different shapes. But we begin to know ourselves once more the way we are known of God. Hallelujah. I want us to understand that the Lord Jesus Christ came to give us entrance into that place. So that these things we are seeing on the outward will not affect us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But you must hear. You must hear this message. Hallelujah. It's not about coming to change the outer world. Jesus Christ didn't come to this world to change the world. Now, if you there's some things that you will read in the Bible that will shock you. Jesus Christ said in John, he said he didn't come to the world to
condemn the world.
He didn't say he come to rather another place. He said that he didn't come for the world. Rather, he came for to gather his people out. Satan, people think that Jesus Christ comes to this world that he wants to change people. He wants to make people immortal to live forever in this world, and he wants to do things. No, he wants to take us into his realm.
Amen.
He wants to gather us into a place. He said that there is a place he has reserved. So that where he is,
there will be also.
And he's guiding us today by the voice of the Spirit. For those who can discern, we are being gathered into that high point in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. I make all things new, is what the Lord says. I make all things new. If we want to escape the misery that in this world, the pain, the suffering, anxiety, many, many things we are seeing in this world today, the key is to put it on Christ.
Amen.
See, you must have a revelation of what Christ is, because what you've heard what Christ was in the Bible is not Christ.
At all.
What the pastors and many people have preached is Christ, not Christ. See, praise God. People have preached a historical Jesus. People have preached a Jesus, who is born of Hebrew extract with long hair and blue eyes. That is not Jesus. Somebody said, well, what are you talking about? We have to behold the Lamb of God. We have to behold the Christ by the eye of the Spirit. We must understand what Christ means. Because when God sees the creation, God is seeing Christ. He's seeing the body of Christ. He's seeing his dear Son. God is not seeing you as what you thought you were. See, if you are in the dark, then you see yourself as Trevor, as Elder Funke, as Elder Gladys. You are in the dark. Because that identity does not exist. So somebody said, it does not exist. There's only one that exists from eternity. And that is the Lord. He says at the beginning and the end. Praise God. You must come to the place where you understand that to enter in, you must discover your beginning.
Amen.
And that your beginning is the end of the faith. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talk to the book of Revelation, chapter 21. Jesus Christ said, many that are first will be the last, and last will be the first. You know, we misinterpreted those things for many years. Praise God. But not knowing that Jesus Christ was speaking about a mystery there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Don't think that God made a mistake when he created you. He did not make a mistake. It's man that has deviated from the truth. Revelation chapter 21. I'm going to start from verse 1. And I saw what? A new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth was passed away, and there was no sea. Praise God. Now, when you see terms like this in the book of Revelation, it's not talking about a physical reality. Praise God. We're talking of spiritual realities. A new heaven and a new earth doesn't mean that this world will go down in flames and there will be a new one where all of us will be running around naked like babies. Amen. And holding serpents and jumping upon lions and going up and down. You know, those are the impressions we have. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God save us. Amen. And we're going to go deeper into that. And I, John, mention your name. Substitute John for your name. And I, Trevor, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, come down from God and of heaven. Hallelujah. Praise God. You may stop there. Hallelujah. You must see it for yourself.
Amen.
Seeing means to have the revelation. That if you are looking out for a physical city with gold, coming down from heaven, if that's what you are looking for, you go wait there. Hallelujah. You go wait there. these are the high things that we have that have to be broken down, torn down from our minds. Hallelujah. If you are waiting for that kind of thing to see something like that come down from heaven physically, hallelujah. Prepare as a bride. But who is the bride? Who is the bride of Christ? I saw, when you see something descending, you start to say, I saw something coming into view. Something appearing, manifesting. Oh, praise God. Something that was hidden, coming out into the light. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. No more sea. You know what sea, the sea signifies? The sea talks about the abyss. Have you heard of the abyss? If you go down, you have dark, deep darkness. Darkness, no light. Hallelujah. The abyss, hallelujah. In the beginning, darkness was upon the what? The face of the sea. The Bible says darkness was where? Upon the face of the sea in Genesis chapter 1. And God said, let there be
light.
Let there be revelation.
Yes.
Let there be understanding.
Amen.
And when the light shines, the darkness is no more. And when the darkness is no more, you see a beautiful creation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The darkness is in the hearts of men. It's in your comprehension. It's in man's comprehension. That's where the darkness is. But the light shines to dispel the darkness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let there be light. Let there be the revelation of the Christ. Let the revelation of who I am come forth. You see, when the light shines, the light doesn't come to change anything. We're always talking of change. The light only comes to reveal something that was already there.
Exactly.
Abby?
Yes.
When the light shines, it reveals something that was there. It exposes something that was there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No more sin, no more darkness, no more ignorance. This is the new era we are entering into right now.
Amen.
As we are hearing the voice of the Spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You don't need to live in fear, in troubles, in worries, sorrow, pain, anxiety anymore. Because the light is shining.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's a wonderful thing. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Now let's go down to verse 3. I'll read it. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with what?
Men.
And he will dwell with them. And there shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall do what? Wipe away tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be pain anymore. For the former things are what?
Passed away.
If anybody be in Christ, all things are
passed away.
Are you seeing the connection?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's go down. And it's he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I do what?
Make all things new.
And he said unto me, write, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give to him that is a test of the fountain of water of life freely. Hallelujah. He that overcometh shall what? Inherit all things. Hallelujah. And I shall be his God and he shall be my son. Now let's stop here.
Oh.
Now it's a very interesting. These are not things that you just go and read like you're reading storybook. Without the Spirit of God, you will only be imagining castles in heaven.
Exactly.
Because this same Paul writes that we have come to the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
He's not speaking of a reality for tomorrow. He said, we have what?
We have come.
We have come. Jesus Christ says, nobody has been to heaven except the Son of Man who is in heaven. When he has raised us up to sit what?
With him.
In heavenly places.
Yes.
We don't live by sight but by faith.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It's a reality God has opened up for every man today.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Every man can change his world. He says, when he says, I make all things new, you don't think that's what you'll be sitting in somebody's there is making anything new for you. No. Somebody will sit on the throne and say, I make all things new. Do you know that he has granted you access to that throne?
Mm.
He has granted you access to that same name, to that same eye.
Mm.
I am that I am.
Mm.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. This I is the self of God.
Mm.
This I is the spirit.
Mm.
Hallelujah. Amen. This I is the I that Christ came to reveal to humanity. It's a divine eye.
Oh,
it's an eye that has been before time.
Mm.
See, it's an eye that created the whole heavens and the whole earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this eye is a multi-membered eye.
That's it.
Daniel saw it. Daniel saw this eye appear as an angel, and his voice was like the voice of many waters. Many people were speaking from this same eye. He saw him as the Alpha and the Omega, and again he saw the voice of many waters.
Mm.
Oh, praise God, hallelujah.
Amen.
I make all things new. We can make our turnaround situations in our life and begin to be happy once more.
Glory
by getting the revelation of who I am.
Amen.
It's by resurrection, awakening. When Moses encountered the burning bush, what do you think was happening there? When Moses stood before that burning bush, I am that I am. That was what we were witnessing there is the resurrection power that is working in the saints today. Because Moses will leave that encounter walking as the I am. Moses from that moment on will live on account of that voice.
Amen.
That spoke to that burning bush.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Today, as you are beholding this great mystery, you are standing before that burning bush and uniting with this mystery.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And you can live here and not die anymore. You know, nobody found the body of Moses. The Bible, somebody said, but the Bible said they God buried him. Is God an undertaker? Does God bury people?
No.
You know, I shared this thing somewhere one. You were there, you forgot it. I shared this thing years ago. We were underground in one basement. And I shared about the body of Moses very briefly because that time I was not still, so I couldn't talk clearly. And the brother, the Ghanaian brother, said he saw light shining from heaven when I spoke that word. Because God wants us to know these things. These are not things that you will hear in religion. It's not about big, big churches, let me tell you. It's not about big, big names. Mark my word. This thing I'm telling you today, you will remember. It's not about order. Hallelujah. It's about truth. And truth is heard in very, very little places. Few places. Hallelujah. Praise God. I make all things new. We are the ones who sit on that throne.
Amen.
When Jesus Christ finished his ministry, when he appeared after the resurrection, he says that all power in heaven and earth
belongs to me.
People think that it's only Jesus. You have to experience that too. See, he has given us the key. The Bible says that he was the first among many
brethren.
That means many others are coming. Look at them. They are coming.
Amen.
I hear you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are coming.
Yes.
Praise God. He was first among many other brethren. I was dead, but now I'm alive. And behold, I have the keys. To him that overcome, will I give the keys? That key is for you to open now, enter back into your glory.
Amen.
And you begin to do by faith now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I make all things new. No more sorrow, no more pain. You can only attain to this place by putting on a spiritual mind. Because things will always be changing outside.
God bless you.
See, if you are a carnally minded person, you will never find peace. Because things will always be changing on the outward, but in the spirit, things are not changing. The spirit is the way it was yesterday, it's forever. You dare come to hallelujah.
Amen.
When you come to the spiritual, you dare come no shaking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Nothing can rock your boat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when Moses, the ark of Noah came to that high mountain. You see, the Bible is sweet.
Ah, too much.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible not shut my heart. Hallelujah. Amen. So you see, the Bible spoke about that mountain where Noah's ark got stuck. That mountain was the highest mountain in that whole territory. The Bible says it was higher above all the other mountains. The river covered all the other mountains, but that mountain remained there solid.
Amen.
And when Noah came out of that place, if you read the blessings, we'll share this. If you read the blessing that God gave Noah, it's the same blessing God gave Noah, Adam, a man in the beginning. Say, have dominion over all. Imagine what Jesus Christ says, all power in heaven
and on earth.
That was the same thing that was given to Noah. You see, God is not withdrawing any blessing from any man. God does not curse anyone. Let me tell you today. You see, but when we stray away from what? From our blessing. Hallelujah. And today now is reminding us and telling us how to
come back.
Hallelujah. That's not easy. The challenges, isn't it?
Of course.
How will I eat? How will I wear? What will I wear? How will I get a job? A husband, a wife. There are challenges in this outer world, praise God. But today we can escape the corruption that is in this world by putting on the mind of Christ. See, when we begin to know ourselves the way we are known of God, our nature begins to align with that of the celestial man. Hallelujah. I will begin to enter into a new reality of peace, joy, and happiness.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And nothing can tamper with you anymore. You know, Jesus Christ walked upon the sea. This was the sea still. It was not still. The waves are still there, but he was walking there calmly. When they were afraid, he said, "Don't be afraid. It is what? It is." What is it? Okay? He said, "It is."
Eye.
You see that eye again? It's not that eye that Jesus Christ said. It's not that's not the eye that the Mary born. Eh? It's the eye that has been from eternity. Hallelujah! Before Abraham was, I am. And some of us are still following law, following this up and down, reading book, the read book. Oh God help us. We become so low that they have to come and read 10 commandments to us. That thou shalt not. We become so low. But when you know yourself the way you are known of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh Jesus Christ. All things work because this is your creation.
Yes.
You are the Lord of hosts.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do you know why they call him the Lord of hosts? The Lord of hosts. You know when Elijah saw the Lord's glory, he saw a chariot.
Chariots of fire.
And he saw horses. Multitude of horses. Why are they always together? You cannot separate God from the church. You can't, if wherever the body is, there the Lord is.
Hallelujah.
Where the Lord is, there the body is.
Yes.
There's no such thing as God and the body.
No.
They are one. It's the same thing. It's one thing. They're not separate. It's hard to believe this, but this is the truth. If you have seen me, this is the mystery of godliness that Paul talked about.
Thank you, Jesus.
The mystery of godliness. So you got to know yourself who you are.
Yes.
Stop crying. Stop crying and stop
complaining.
Rain.
Yes.
Rain in life.
Hallelujah.
Rain in life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Of course, we see our rain in problem. Go still love out here. Go still help. Assist there. Yes. Don't tell you rain. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. When you hear your mother is in need, you say, "Ah, pastor said make you rain."
Yes.
Not that time. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Because when we begin to enter into this revelation, we begin to realize that what I have is yours. And what you have is mine. See, people have abused these things. It's hard to operate in this level now, in this world where we live. Are you talking about you? I Hallelujah. Amen. But it's difficult to operate in that level now because people will take advantage of you. See, but God will give you the discerning spirit to discern a brother in need. Hallelujah. And God will open your heart to that person. Hallelujah. Amen. So the secret to entering into new life is recognizing the I that I am. That is the resurrection. Amen. I've said that when resurrection is to awake in a new consciousness, and that consciousness is the Christ consciousness. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ says, I am the
life.
The life. So when you resurrect, you will realize that that's the only life there is. See, all the forms that we have put on in this world were only an illusion. And God is all in all. Can we stand up?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Let me come, please. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. We bless your name.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your mercy.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your love.
Amen.
Thank you for your power.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That the spirit and the power that is working in us.
Yes.
Paul calls it the power of the resurrection.
Amen.
It's awakening us back into that true, glorious person that we are.
Amen.
It's awakening us back into that Christ consciousness. And so we can reign in this life.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, because you have shown us the secret place.
Amen.
Of life.
Amen.
The secret place of the Almighty. Amen. A place where you have commanded blessings forever.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Thank you for ears that hear and eyes that see.
Amen.
Thank you for causing us to behold what is this great mystery.
Amen.
Today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We lift up the congregation before you.
Yes,
the brethren. Hallelujah. You see, even before we open our mouths to speak,
yes,
you see your people.
Yes.
You see their needs. Strengthen them.
Amen.
Awaken them.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us move with that force.
Amen.
To fulfill our destinies.
Amen.
In the midst of the land.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The Lord revealed revelation as he was concluding the prayer. You see, they said to enter the kingdom of God, you don't need a wide road. It's a very small road. So the Lord showed me this mountain. Mountain, you know, inside those top of the mountain, there was an opening on top, but it's so narrow, like in the caves, just like a cave, but it's so long but narrow and peaceful, and you
Amen.
Can even listen to the birds, you know, singing, and the leaves, the greens were on top, and the sunshine
Thank
was
you,
inside, but the rock were the left and the right, but the road is still long, going in. This was what the Lord to eternity. This was what the Lord revealed to me right now when we concluded this prayer. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's not an easy road. You know that song? Yeah, it's not an easy road. You know this religious sad song?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So God has showed us the path to life.
Yes.
Praise God. It's a narrow path. Narrow because at times we like our life better than the life of the Lord.
Of course.
Isn't it?
Yes.
At times we love ourselves more than God.
Of course.
Yeah, that's why the road is look narrow. It's not narrow.
Narrow.
See, if we love the Lord, we love our heart, the road is very wide.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father.
Oh,
thank you for your word
Amen.
And for your revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. God bless